Olivia hadn't moved.
Hadn't said a word. She was so slight in my arms, I had almost forgotten she was there. I didn't bother trying to speak to her between the loud cabin and the explosion. She wouldn't have been able to hear me anyway. When I looked down at her, I was surprised to see she was staring up at me. Deep brown eyes that were so dark I couldn't make out her pupils. I gave her what I hoped was a reassuring smile. Comforting a woman was not something I was used to. Yet, as foreign as it was to me, I wanted to comfort this woman. I knew I should have passed Olivia off to Blue. He was the one that all the frog hogs called sweet. Women basically threw themselves at him the moment he opened his mouth. The man had rap, no doubt, but as much as I knew I should pass her off, I couldn't. There was something about her, something in the way she looked at me that tied me to her. Maybe I had misjudged the girl. Maybe she wasn't the spoiled party girl I thought she was. Or maybe she was just in shock, and what I saw in her captivating chocolate eyes was nothing more than hero worship, because I was the one that was point. If it had been any of the other guys, she would be on their lap, looking at them the same way. The barn was only about 100 kilometers north of our location. We'd have Olivia on the ground, cleaned up, and back with her ma within the hour. I caught Viper's attention and pointed to a bottle of water at his feet. He passed me the water. I cracked the top and carefully nudged Olivia to sit up. "Drink," I mouthed. She started to gulp the water down, but I shook my head and pulled the water away. "Slowly." I put the bottle back to her lips, and she took small sips. When she was done, she pushed the bottle away and closed her eyes. Poor girl had to be exhausted. Not only had she been held against her will, but the adrenaline dump was coming.
"Prepare! Wheels down in 2, 1, touchdown!"
The pilot's voice came over my earpiece.
"Roger, good ride,"
Viper returned. Viper rushed to jump out of the helicopter. Blue and Breeze quickly followed. It took me a moment longer, careful not to jostle Olivia more than necessary. The moment we entered the basement of the barn, there was a fury of commotion. The team started to divest themselves of weapons and gear. Doc was already waiting with a gurney bed set up. IV poles were pushed off to the side with hanging bags of fluid at the ready.
"Set her down," Doc instructed.
"Don't leave me,"
Olivia whispered with pleading eyes. "The doctor is going to check you out. I'm going to give him some room," I answered.
"Don't leave me,"
Olivia shouted. I glanced at the doctor, then my team, shocked at the vehemence in her tone.